want to make sure that you understand when the Lord begins a work in us, he does things on his schedule, not always on ours. Say, Lord, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
And
a heart is perceiving. Yes, my heart.
Yes, my heart
is perceiving.
Is perceiving
that you want me to pay attention.
That you want me to pay attention.
This is important.
This is important
for my future.
For my future.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to give you Isaiah 49. I'm going to be speaking about the man of fire. The Lord was on my case this morning, quite early. And Isaiah 49:16 Amplified says, Father God, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Behold, I have indelibly imprinted, and in parentheses it says, tattooed a picture of you on the palm of my hand.
What verse are you in?
Huh?
16. Yeah, I didn't see that verse either. But
Isaiah 49:16.
He's got a different translation.
Amplified.
I'm in the Amplified.
Look at 16, verse 16. Read the whole thing.
Indeed, I have inscribed a picture of you on the palms of my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
tattooed a picture of you in the palm of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. Zion is in parentheses.
Yeah.
You got it now?
Yeah, but before that, what you said before that, I couldn't find that.
That's because he's in the Amplified.
The point that I'm trying to bring to you is this. God is a consuming fire. All right? Consuming fire. If you go back, you're going to find that in the Songs of Solomon, the Amplified, chapter 8, verse 6, it says, set me like a seal upon your heart, like a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as hard as a cruel, and cruel as Sheol, the place of the dead. Its flashes are flashed of fire, a most vehement flame, the very flame of the Lord. Say, well, now, wait a minute. What are you trying to get at? Well, I said it to you earlier. Moses was on the mountain. What was he doing up there? Playing father? Playing games? Or was he really wondering what his purpose was all about? And how much he had failed? He had killed a man trying to set his, you know, Israelite family into a place of freedom, because he knew what kind of slavery they were into. And as I was reading some of this, the point was that our God is so impregnated within us, and yet we discover it piecemeal, a little bit at a time. I was communicating with my wife this morning, and we didn't go into this subject, but we were on the subject of when the Holy Spirit invaded the Catholic Church. And I'm a product of that. I shared that with you. The persecution that the pastor in Warren went through was unbelievable. So much so that after he had obeyed the Lord and prayed for, I would say, hundreds or maybe thousands of people to receive the Holy Spirit, they gave him a visit or a trip to go to Rome for the first time in his life. I happened to be there with my buddy, and I believe Rick with my oldest son, the night that he was going to be flying out within a few days to go to Rome. And he said to us, I know that I'm coming back. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to be visiting there. And he says, and when I come home, I'm going home. His name was Father Paul. I don't remember the last name. But he was such a meek gentleman. Loved the Lord and loved his people. He did go to Rome. He visited whatever, wherever, however. Got on a plane, came back to New York. When he got off the plane in New York, he bent down, kissed the ground, and died. He went home. When he prophesied that he was going to go home, my brain was family or the church where he was in Warren. But he went home. But I can tell you this, reading in between the lines, knowing what I went through later, as one who had received the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and the fire of God was in me, I wasn't taking any second guesses for anyone. Or all of their religious traditions meant zero to me, because now I had tasted. And once you taste, you can't deny it. And if you do, you're denying the Holy Spirit. And so the fire had already begun something in me, because the Holy Spirit showed me that my experiences with the fire came in different waves. You hear me? Different waves. They came in different increments. Some waves can come pretty high. Some can be a tsunami. Whatever needs that you have, God knows what you need. Wouldn't I like to have what maybe others have? And the Lord told me, in fact, I was watching this experience that Brian was talking about. I believe he was in Connecticut, beautiful church. I visited there many times. Some of you may have also been. And one night, he said to the Lord, I don't know what's next, but I'm tired of what I'm seeing. In other words, he was trying to stop people from, let's say, making bad choices. And he could see ahead because of his own life. Well, the next morning, he got out of bed. His wife had gone to do some errands, whatever, or working, or whatever she was doing. And he said, a man of fire walked into the room through the wall. And the fire was so intense that he said everything in him felt like dying. And the longer the man of fire stood there, the greater the impact, the more he felt like he wanted to die or was dying. And he made the comment. It was so intense that he finally said, please, Lord, you need to leave because I am not going to make it. I'm about to just extinguish. And the Lord did kind of walk away. And then he remembered he was supposed to buy milk. The one thing his wife had asked him to do, make sure we have milk for supper.
So he says, I didn't know how I was going to walk because I was drunk. My body was in such a weakened state. So he says, I finally made my way to the car and I went to Stop and Shop. He said, I walked through the door after I had made a dedicated decision that I could do this and go. And of course, he says, guess where? The milk is always in the back of the store. So you have to walk all the way through. And he noticed, he says, I went through the front door and all of a sudden a man fell. And so he walked a little bit further out down one of the aisles heading towards the milk, and he kept thinking, how am I going to make it? Because his legs were so shaky. Another person fell. Then he heard the loudspeaker say, we've got an emergency. Call 911. And there were several people on the floor in the store. The rest is history. How he got home, I don't think he remembers. But the bottom line that I wanted to say is this. I'm listening to him, and of course, then he prayed over all of the people for them to receive the fire of God. And I can remember. And I'm not sure whether this, I think this was at the Toronto blessing that I was receiving the fire of God. And whoever anointed me, whoever prayed over me, I felt almost nothing. And everybody around me is falling and yelling and jumping, and I feel nothing, or almost nothing. And I said, Lord, what was wrong with me? Didn't realize it was the accuser saying, you know, what was wrong with me? Well, he can't burn himself. Oh. You and I have been working on this, Kim, for a long time, and there's much less of garbage than you estimate in yourself. The accuser convinces you that there's so much more darkness than you already have already had some house cleaning and you don't even realize it. Oh. So this one is going in that direction, and there's this and there's that. And you're telling me, Lord, that the reason the fire is not having an effect is because there's less to burn. The ones that have more to burn are getting a greater impact. Oh. Well, then watch out, because then you've got pride on the other side, see? Pride on the other side says, oh, you're already clean. Well, I know I'm not there yet. Because if I do an inventory, I see the soul power. I see some of the bad choices. I see the effects of it. So I'm declaring I am blessed. And I did receive the baptism of fire by faith. By faith. If you want to please God, you're going to receive the fire by faith. Because without faith, you cannot please Him. And He says, I've been listening to you and you have been declaring. And now I want you to remember there is a harvest. And the harvest is the wheat. My angels are on the job to burn the
tares.
The tares, yes. So my angels are doing what they're supposed to do, but you've got less tares than you realize.
I guess I got.
I don't think it's important to know what you got or what you don't have. I think what you need to remember is the man of fire is on the job.
Yes, he is.
Okay? If you and I can agree that the man of fire is on the job in the house of prayer, and that's one of the things that we were told back in December, the fire would be here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Put your Bible down. You need to stand up.
You need to gather in a circle. One more time. Sheko paratorati sheriato satoriate de te shekoyata. Eremos santorodoku sorote te shikiata. Hanamahishenderiata. Horabasharata sheriate keke rotaranahashantia. Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
Whatever chaff there's left.
Whatever chaff there's left.
Whatever roots there are.
Whatever roots there are.
I don't want to make believe they're not there.
I don't want to make believe they're not there.
I admit there's some left.
I admit there's some there.
I don't know how much.
I don't know how much.
How much is not important.
How much is not important.
What's important is you're on the job.
What's important is you're on the job.
We are coming before you, Father.
We are coming before you, Father.
And we're asking for that baptism of fire.
And we're asking for that baptism of fire.
To be an ongoing.
To be an ongoing.
And non-stopping job.
And non-stopping job.
We don't want leftovers.
We don't want leftovers.
We want a full, clean house.
We want a full, clean house.
Where we will be able to say.
Where we will be able to say.
What Jesus said.
What Jesus said.
Satan, you have nothing in me.
You have nothing in me.
Everything that was of you, has been consumed by the fire of my Father.
Has been consumed by the fire of my Father.
And burned out completely. Any seedlings left?
Any seedlings left?
I want the living water.
I want the living water.
To come forth.
To come forth.
And not let me panic.
And not let me panic.
But to see the darkness.
But to see the darkness.
And its root systems.
And its root systems.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That your fire is here.
That your fire is here.
Your fire is now.
It's burning now.
Whatever is left needs to go.
Whatever is left needs to go.
I'm in your hands.
I'm in your hands.
Call me forth.
I need more.
Clarity.
Healing.
Deliverance. Whatever you call it, Lord. It's got to go. If it's not of you, I want it out. And I command it to leave.
Now.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Let the roots be burned.
Let the roots be burned.
And whatever seeds are left.
And whatever seeds are left.
Burn them as well.
Burn them.